Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Get or die now. Stand your ground. Don't let your bad breaks go getting you down.
Even when I see Atlanta Rhythm Section with our anthem, Small Business Owners. Even when times get rough and you've had enough, you've still got to try. Do it no matter what the people say. That's our anthem, isn't it? If there ever was a song that was sung about small businesses and that's what we have to deal with, that's it, right? Welcome back. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Hope you check that out and use it to your advantage. Ivan Meiser is our guest. Dr. Ivan Meiser, the founder and the chairman of the BNI Business Network International, the author of many books on networking, especially, including Networking Like a Pro, including Business Networking and Sex, Not What You Think. Ivan, thanks again for hanging out with us. What did you think about that song that I was just playing there? Do it no matter what the people say. Do it even when your times get tough and you've had enough, you still got to try. That's the mantra for when you're not feeling so motivated, isn't it?
It really is, yeah. And it's one of the things that I think has helped me achieve some level of success is that I tend to be like a dog with a bone and just hang on even through difficulties. And if you can do that, it takes you a long way, I think.
Mm-hmm. And when people say, how did you do that when with all that stuff going on? And you said, I didn't know I wasn't supposed to.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So what are some other things that we can do to get motivated or to make, should we say that? Should we say there's something wrong with not being motivated today and that I got to get myself motivated today? Or should we say, you know what? Everybody has days when they're not motivated. Just go with it and don't beat yourself up about it. What do you think?
Well, listen, I think it depends on the day of the week, you know. If it's the weekend, then absolutely.
If I got to make payroll tomorrow, maybe I better get motivated, right?
You better motivate yourself. That's exactly right. I mean, there are times, even when I was in college, I had what I called mental health days, where I would just take the day off and recharge. Mm-hmm. And so I'm a real believer in taking the day off, recharging, and that helps minimize those times mm-hmm. when you just don't feel motivated, and you have to be motivated. So we talked about minimizing contact with negative people. The opposite is the second thing that you want to do, and that's maximize time with people who refuel your energy. I really believe that you become the five or six people that you hang out with the most. Mm-hmm. And if you're hanging out with people who are positive, they're motivated, they're supportive, they help you raise your game, mm-hmm. then that'll get you back into the game.
And that's a good reason to join an organization like BNI. It's a good reason to join organizations like becoming a Rotarian or joining a CEO roundtable, right? What do you think?
I think so, yes, because when you meet with these people regularly, they can motivate you and be honest with them. Tell them, that you've got some challenges. I guarantee you they've had them as well. And they can help turn it around. But
that's
you want to surround yourself with people.
That's the hard thing for small business owners to do, though, is to admit that we're having tough times. Because, hey, how's it going? Oh, we're doing great. And when the truth is the opposite, right? It's hard for us to be honest about things like that.
Yeah, but there's usually a few people in those organizations that you've built a relationship with and you can be candid with. Mm-hmm. You don't want to stand up in front of the entire Rotary Club and say, I'm feeling really depressed. That's not what I'm suggesting, but there's some people that you build a relationship and you want to sit down with them and say, wow, I just got some challenges right now, and this is what I'm dealing with. Mm-hmm. And they can help you. They can support you. I was in Rotary for 16 years, and I can guarantee you that I had those conversations with mm-hmm. a few of my fellow Rotarians, yep. and they helped out a great deal.
BNI
is another one.
Another thing that I know that you espouse is the things that you put in your brain should be positive too, right?
Yeah, listen, when I had my cancer diagnosis a couple of years ago, I really tried to focus on putting positive things in my brain, humor. I even had a couple of TV shows that I really, really enjoyed, but they were very dark. And they were very negative.
Mm-hmm.
And I cut them out. I took them off my DVR and stopped recording them because they were, you know, they were murder mystery TV shows that just were so violent. I came to the conclusion that I just didn't need those in my head at that time. And I know it's crazy, but I felt better. I felt more focused. And so, yeah, there are times where you really want to fill your brain with humor and
so should we
things.
Should we have you know me to be a pretty positive person, pretty upbeat person, Ivan, but there are days when I'm not so much, and so if I know that after all these years, if I know that there are going to be days when you know, some days a diamond, some days a stone, what's his name saying, I'll think of the guy's name in a minute, anyway, John Denver was the guy. Some days a diamond, some days a stone. If I know I'm going to have those stone days, should I be prepared? Would it be a good idea to maybe write down, okay, when I'm having a tough day, go read this passage in the Bible. Go read this chapter in one of Thoreau's books. Make sure I call these two people and see if they'll have lunch with me or breakfast or whatever. What do you think?
Yeah, I think if you have that written down and go back to it, that's a great idea. I think what tends to happen is that people are kind of blindsided. They didn't really expect it. All of a sudden, they're there. And if you don't have that stuff written down, you know, we live in a digital age that it's pretty easy to find those things. You just have to focus on going to that audio book that maybe you haven't listened to that you know is positive, maybe podcasts with positive messages,
but I'm
watching something that makes you laugh. These are the kinds of things that you want to do.
I still say, though, one of the best things you can do when you're not feeling motivated is to get up, put your britches on, put your tie on, get in the car, go out into the marketplace, and be with other people in the marketplace. I think that's one of the best ways to get motivated, folks. It sure has helped me. Right back with Ivan Meisner after these messages. Don't forget his website, bni.com.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.